Today's daf is Vachim daf Mem Aleph. And we are 8 lines from the top of daf Mem Amid Beis Tanya Kavase Derapapa. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Chava Miriam Basmalka Freda and Shloime ben Chayalea. So we're in the middle of a sugya. A sugya that began already 2 dafen ago with a brisa on the bottom of daf Lamed Tes Amid Aleph. The brisa discussed a pasuk in Parshas Vayikra that discusses the parhelim davar shel tzibur. The pasuk reads, "Va'asa lapar kasha asa lefar hachatos kein yase loy vechiper aleim akoyim v'nislach lohem." Literally, what the pasuk is saying is that the way you should treat the parhelim davar shel tzibur is the way you treated the aforementioned par, which if you go back several psukim, the Torah had detailed the laws of the par koyim Mashiach. In other words, the pasuk saying that the seder avoida of the par helam davar shel tzibur mirrored the seder avoida of the par koyim Mashiach. But Chazal had a ha'ara on the pasuk, and that is that if you go through what you're supposed to do with the par koyim Mashiach, and then you go through what you're supposed to do with the par helam davar shel tzibur, it's the same exact thing. And if that's the case, this entire pasuk would seem to be superfluous. And it's because of that, Chazal gave us a braisa that spans more than an amid in shas, the teresh of alpeh, in terms of how you're supposed to understand every single word of the pasuk. Just to chazar it very, very quickly, the braisa says that when the pasuk says va'asa lapar kasha asa, what it really means is you should do with the par helam davar shel tzibur what I told you to do with the par helam davar shel tzibur. Why do you have to tell me to do what you already told me to do? Because in Kachem, the rule is that if the Torah tells you to do something once, it's only lechatchila. If the Torah tells you to do it twice, shina kasef lakif. So essentially what the Torah is saying is that the seder avoida of the parah davar shel tzibur is all le'ikuva. When it says va'asa lapar, that word lapar is actually a reference to the par yom kippurim. And the Torah is coming to tell me that the par yom kippurim is like the par helam davar shel tzibur. In what way is it like it? So that we saw in yesterday's daf, it was a machlokes amiram. One amira held, Rabbi Yirmiyah, that the Bryce is going alibi to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that there is no makar anywhere, that all the hazois that were done on Yom HaKippurim are ma'akev. And even though there is a makar that would suggest that the avoidas that were done on Yom Kippur with the big day love and lefnai v'lefnim is ma'akiv, but what was done with the big days of, and even what was done with the big day love on Bachutz, we don't know was ma'akiv. The Torah is saying va'asa lapar kasherasa, that just like the par halam davar shel tzibur, everything is ma'akiv. Shina kasef la'akiv. So too, when it comes to the par yom kippurim, the halacha is going to be the same way. Rapapa was chaylik. Rapapa said that this brisa doesn't have to be Rabbi Yehuda. Could be the brisa is going alibi the kuliyama, and what the brisa is coming to teach me is that just like by the par halam davar shel tzibur and by the par koyim Mashiach, there was a halach of es bedam v'taval. So too, when it comes to the par yom Kippurim, you can have the halach of es bidam the tovel as well. What do those 3 words mean? Each one represents another drasha. From the word es, we learn that if a kohen was doing the hazah and he had a mum, a growth on his finger, it's not considered a chatzitza, it's going to be okay. From the word badam, we learn that when the kohen does the kabbalah for the par, he needs that there should be enough dam that there's going to be a shir tefillah. And from the word v'tava, we learn that you have to do a real tefillah, as opposed to you can't scrape off blood that's on the walls of the kais. As it relates to the second lafar that's mentioned in the pasuk, va'asa lapar kasha asa lafar, that far means the par koyin Moshiach. But ironically, although the Pshutei Shal Mikra, it sounds like the pasuk is saying is that treat the Parom Davar Shal Tzibur the way you treat the Par Koyim Mashiach, in the Jerusha, in the Brais, it's just the opposite. Hareza Bol Olamid V'nim Tzolamid. And really what the pasuk is saying is that just like Shina HaKasav La'akiv regarding the Parom Davar Shal Tzibur, so too Shina HaKasav La'akiv, the halacha is that everything is going to be ma'akiv when it comes to the Par Koyim Mashiach as well. The next word was Hachatos. That's also an extra word. That's coming to be Marba, the Seire Avoides Koichavim, that's the Sa'ir that was brought together with the power in the event of Roiv Klal Yisrael being Oivir Avoides Zara B'shoigig Al Yidei Ha'iraz Bezen Simasach the Sa'ir is. And the Pasuk is coming to be Makish, the Seire Avoides Koichavim, to the power Helam Davar Shal Tzibur. Again, just like the power Helam Davar Shal Tzibur, everything is Ma'akiv, so too when it comes to the Seire Avoides Koichavim, everything is going to be Ma'akiv as well. When the Torah concludes and says v'chiper aleihem hakoyen v'nislach lohem v'chiper, the Torah is coming to tell me you're going to get kapara even if you didn't do smicha v'nislach lohem, you're going to get kapara, or you're going to get slicha even if you didn't do the shvicha shirayim. Either way, the part of the braisa that we're in the middle of analyzing is the word lapar. Lapar means par yom kippur, and as we mentioned, machlokes amiram, Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rapapa, what the halacha that comes out of this hekesh is. According to Rabbi Yirmiyah, it's coming to teach me that tazois that are ma'akiv by the par helam davar shel tzibur are ma'akiv when it comes to the par yom kippur. I know it from chukah v'kila mekaper. The teretz is amani Rabbi Yehuda, and leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. I actually need a pasuk for this. Rapapa said no, that I don't need a hekesh to tell me that the hazois are going to be me'akiv, and lo'olam this braisa could be going aliba the kuliyamo. What then is it coming to teach me? It's coming to teach me the halachas that are learned out from es bedam v'taval, that just like they're true for the par helam davar shel tzibur and the par koyim mashiach, they're going to be true for the par yom kippurim as well. Either way, today's daf is going to begin with another braisa. Believe it or not, this braisa is a tanya kavase de rapap, a right rapapas pshat in lapar yom kippurim. But as we're going to see, the braisa has more than just the line that supports the opinion of Rapapa, and really a big part of the avoida of the Gemara's analysis of this braisa is the chelik that's just going to come along for the ride, the chelik that's going to be mentioned by Derech Agav. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasa de Rapapa, a raya that supports Rapapa. Again, what did Rapapa say? That the reason this is the parza Yom Kippurim is to tell me, Esbedam v'taval, the Pasuk says, "Va'asa kasher asa." This is our pasuk in the parish of the Paralim Davar Shel Tzibur. Ma tamadim lapar. Why does the Torah have to tell me the word lapar? Isn't that extra l'rabbi's par yom kippur? Just like our brayso, it's coming to be marbe the par yom kippurim. But here's the punchline: what's it coming to be marbe it to? L'chol masha amur be'inyan divrei Rabbi. Rabbi said it's coming to be marbe it for everything that's mentioned regarding the Paralim Davar Shel Tzibur. Every halacha that's true for the Paralim Davar Shel Tzibur is going to be true for the par yom kippurim as well. What does it mean? Every halacha. Zok Rashi, every halacha is mashma, not only that the hazois are ma'akif, but everything that's true by one parasha is going to be true by the other parasha as well. Included in everything is es bedam v'taval, and that is the Tanya Kavase de Rapapa. Now, this is a little bit of a weak Tanya Kavase, right? Usually when the Gemara says Tanya Kavase, it's clear, it's schwarz and weiss, right? There's nothing to even negotiate. This is not as clear, right? It doesn't feel like your classic Tanya Kavase. And the truth is, the Gemara on Amid Beis, Memalof Amid Beis, is going to revisit the Tanya Kavase, and the Gemara is going to question it a little bit. But either way, the Braisa continues. Again, the Tanya Kavase was from the first line of the Braisa. But the Braisa continues and says, Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said that you don't need the word lapar to tell me that the par Yom Kippurim is like the par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, or it's like the par koyim Moshiach. And the reason is, I know it kal v'chaymer based on a kal v'chaymer. What's the kal v'chaymer? Umab makam shaloi hush v'karbon l'karbon. Hish v'maisen l'maisen. Madach. I know that there are two karbonos where the min of the karbon are different, meaning one is one animal and the other is another animal. Still, you find that the Torah said that the meisim of one are like the meisim of the other. So, makom shehish v'karbon l'karbon, then certainly if you would have two karbonos where the type of the karbon is the same, eino din shehish v'maisa l'maisa, there's no question that the meisim should be the same. In other words, being that the par yom kippurim is a par, and it's the same karbon like the par amdav shel tzibur, or like the par koyim mashiach, so it's the same type of carbon. So there's no question in the world. If it's the same type of carbon, the ma'isim should be the same as well. Again, why is it a kal v'chomer? Because I'm going to show you, says Rabbi Yishmael, that there are a precedent for where loy hish v'karbon l'karbon, yet hish v'ma'isim l'ma'isim. So without a doubt then, where it's hish v'karbon l'karbon, it should be hish v'ma'isim l'ma'isim. In other words, what Yishmael is saying is, the way the Gemara is understanding the braisa, va'asa kasher asa, Right? So let's just focus on our chelik of l'chol masha amar be'inyan, and that is es bedam v'tavel. Rabbi Shmuel says, I don't need a hekesh to teach me es bedam v'tavel. And the reason I don't need a hekesh to teach me es bedam v'tavel is because I can know it from a kal v'chomer. And if I know it from a kal v'chomer, I don't need a hekesh. What's the kal v'chomer? Madach b'makim shalei hush v'karben l'karben hish v'maisim l'maisim. So certainly where it's hish v'karben l'karben, this is a par, and that's a par. So there's no question in the world, hishva maisel lemaisim, regarding those three halachas that are learned out from es bedam v'taval. Elamatam lemer lapar. So Rabbi Shmuel continues and says, if lapar is not par yom kippurim, so what is lapar coming to teach me? Ze par helam davar shal tzibur. It's coming to teach me the halacha par helam davar shal tzibur. Now what's the obvious kasha? Par helam davar shal tzibur. That's what the parish is talking about. Lapar is to be mar be par helam davar shal tzibur. The old pasuk is in the parish of par helam davar shal tzibur. If the Torah wrote an extra word lapar in the parish of par helam davar shal tzibur, the chur it's coming to be mar be something outside of the par helam davar shal tzibur. The Gemara is going to ask that kasha a little bit later. And lefar the second mention of Lefar, is there Par Koy Mashiach? Again, all of this will make sense by Ezra Hashem later. Either way, so we're going to focus now on Rabbi Shmuel. Amar, Rabbi Shmuel said that I don't need a hekesh, I don't need an extra word Lapar to be Mar, but Par Yom Kippurim to teach me Espedam the Tavah. Why I know from a Kal V'chemer, in a Makoim, where it's Loi Hushva, Karben LeKarben, it's Hishva Maisim LeMaisim, it's a Makoim, Shehishva, Karben LeKarben, Enedin, Shehishva Maisim LeMaisim, Mad Loi Hushva, Karben LeKarben. What was that example that Rabbi Shmuel had that he thought if here it's Hishva Maisim L'Maisim. Certainly here it should be Hishva Maisim L'Maisim. Ilema Par Yom Kippurim. V'Sa'ir Yom Kippurim. Maybe what he meant was the par that was brought on Yom Kippur and the sar that was brought on Yom Kippur. So the Kohen Gadol used to bring a par, right? Known as his par, the par of the Kohen Gadol, the par Yom Kippurim. And then there was the sar. This sar is one of the two goats. One went Lashem, the other one went Lazazel. The one that went Lashem was a regular carbon chatas. I mean, not regular, very special, but a carbon chatas, right? Now, the Par Yom Kippurim's halachis and the Siri and Mekipurim's halachas mirror each other. They're very, very similar. Different animal, but the maisim are mamish the same. So you see then that two types of animals, a bull and a goat, could have the same maisim. So certainly two bulls should have the same maisim. But the Gemara says, Ikel Mifrach, you can't shteltzum. You can't tell me that if the Torah was mashva, the Par Yom Kippurim and the Seir Yom Kippurim, then certainly the Torah would be mashva, the Par Yom Kippurim, and let's say the Par Koy Mashiach, right? Why? Because Ikel Mifrach, Malahanuch, those two are very, very, very the same. In as much as they're different karbonos, but they have a lot of commonalities. Number one, Shekein Nichnas Dama Lefnai VeLefnim, as opposed to, let's say, the Par Yom Kippurim and the Par Koy Mashiach, or if you prefer, the Par Helam Davar Shal Tzibur, where one is Nichnas Lefnai VeLefnim, the other one's not Nichnas Lefnai VeLefnim. The point is, those two are very similar. So in as much as it's like Hush V'Karben LeKarben, makes sense that it's Hish V'Lamayisim L'Mayisim. You can't say, Kal V'Chaymer, these two have to be the same. Ella, maybe Rabbi Shmuel meant something else. He meant Par Helam Davar Shal Tzibur U'Seirei Avodas Kechavim. You find that the Par Helam Davar Shal Tzibur and the Seirei Avodas Kechavim have a very similar Shulchan Aruch. Where do you find that? In our Braisa. Because you remember, our Braisa, V'asa Kasha Asa, mentioned Hachatas, and Hachatas was Marbo the Seir Avodas Kechavim. And it's true that Tazoy Sama'akim really is true for everything. It's true L'chol Davar. So here you have a situation where you have two different animals. One's a par, one's a sire, one's a bull, one's a goat, right? And I feel the maisim are the same. So certainly when it comes to the two pars, it should be the same. But here too, the Gemara says, Ikel Mifrach. Malahanach shekei mechaperin al aveiras mitzvah yedua. What they have in common is that both mechaperin and aveira, where at the time that you're bringing the carbon, you know about it. As opposed to the par yom kippurim, which is mechaper on something that you don't know about. But the Par Koyim Moshiach, or the Par Helam Davar Shal Tzibur, is mechaper for something that you do know about. And the truth is, you could say it even a little bit sharper, the Par Helam Davar Shal Tzibur and the Seir Avodas Kechavim were very, very similar. Remember from Masechta Sirius, they're mamish one and the same. One is by Shar Averois, and the other one is by Avodah Zarah. But they're eerily, eerily similar, as opposed to the Par Yom Kippurim, and let's say the Par Koyim Moshiach, those are completely different types of chatois. So again, there's no Kal V'Chomer to be had, that if those two karbonos are the same, then these karbonos should be the same. Ella, Rabbi Shmuel must have meant something else. What he meant was Par Helam Davar Shal Tzibur V'Sa'ir Shel Yom Kippurim. What he meant was that you find that the Par Helam Davar Shal Tzibur and the Sa'ir that was brought on Yom Kippur were the same. V'Hachi Kamer, and this was his Kal V'Chomer. Uma B'Makim Shalei Hush V'Karben L'Karben. One is a Par, the other one is a Sa'ir. The high par vahisar. Hush fu maisim lemaisim. You find the maisim are similar, and these three next words are very critical. Lemai de kasa bahu. You find that the maisim are the same with regards to vashtet and pasik. We'll see what that means. Makam shush v'karba the carbon. A situation where you find it's the same carbon, where one is the par yom kippurim, not the sar yom kippurim, and the other one is the par helam davar shel sibur, the par koyim mashiach. Right? The high par vahipar. Enoy din shahush fu maisim lemaisim. Then there's no question in the world that the maisim should be the same. In other words, the Kal V'Chomer was from the fact that you find that the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur and the Sar that was born in Yom Kippur are the same, even though they're different animals. So certainly when it comes to a Par and a Par, it should be the same. Now, where do you find that the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur and the Sar that was born in Yom Kippur were the same? They weren't the same. No Shaychis. The Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur is unique. Yeah, it's one of the Chatoyis that were brought on the Mizbech Achitza and required Hazoyis on the Paroiches. There are definitely some unique aspects to it, right? But the Sar of Yom Kippur, there it goes, Lefnai V'Lefnim, and there were seven Altir Rosh HaMizbeach, right? Even on the Paroiches, instead of seven, it was eight. So there's a lot more going on with regards to the Sar on Yom Kippur than the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, that the Braisa should say that it's Hushfu Maisam L'Maisam. You know who mutches tremendously with this? Rashi. It's the top Rashi, Amen Malaf, Amen Aleph. Ayin Shom, Rashi struggles with this. But Rashi says the Gemara was bavarning this. What was the lashon of the Gemara? The Gemara said that you find that it's hushfu maisim lemaisim lemay dekosa bahu. It's not completely the same. We know it's not completely the same. But lemay dekosa bahu, there it is. And Rashi says what that means, lemay dekosa bahu, is that everything that it says you were supposed to do with the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, on some level you're also doing with the Sar that was born in Yom Kippur. Here you have to bring it on the Mizbech HaPnimi, you bring it on the Mizbech HaPnimi. It has to be on the Karnois. Has to be on the Karnas. You have to do on the Paroiches, you have to do on Paroiches. Gradually here it's 7, there it's 8. Here you also go Lefnai V'Lefnim, there's more. Abul Amaisa Vashtet, yeah. Vashtet, yeah, they're similar. Everything that it says by the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, you have some mirror image of that regarding the Sar Yom Kippur. And that's enough in Rabbi Shmuel's Kal V'Chomer to say that it's Hushfu Maisim L'Maisim. And if that's the case, what Rabbi Shmuel felt was that Madach you find regarding the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, the Sar that was born in Yom Kippur, that it's a different carbon, yet it's Hushfu Maisim L'Maisim. Again, the punchline is L'Mai D'Kosabu. So certainly as it relates to the Par Yom Kippurim and the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, the Par Koyim Mashiach, there's no question where it's the same Par Mamish. So for sure, and you can't tell me that, what do you mean, those two carbonas, the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur and the Sar of Yom Kippur, they inherently have some bond. Yeah, the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, the Sir Avodas Kechavim are very, very similar. The Par Yom Kippurim and the Sir that was born in Yom Kippur are very, very similar. But this is not so similar. It's not any more similar than the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur / Par Koy Mashiach and the Par that was born in Yom Kippur. And if you find Hushfu Maisim L'Maisim there, it has to be Hushfu Maisim L'Maisim here. And if that's the case, I don't need La Par or Bazundere Hekish to teach me that the halachis of Es Bedan V'Tavol are going to be true with regards to the Par Yom Kippurim. I know based on the Kal V'Chomer. In fact, Rabbi Shmuel feared ice, and he said as follows. We're still in the middle of the ice sphere, innovating now. Fa'asale Par Yom Kippurim Le'es Bedan V'Tfilah Mipar Koy Mashiach. Meaning, you don't need a special word of La Par, but based on the Kal V'Chomer, I can learn Par Yom Kippurim with regards to these three dinim, Es Bedan V'Tfilah, from the Par Koyim Mashiach. Now notice, he says from the Par Koyim Mashiach. And the truth is, you know, I keep on saying Par Koyim Mashiach or the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. There's different Gersoyis and Rashi. Some are Goyres Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, some are Goyres Par Koyim Mashiach. If you remember, the Iker Makar for Es Bedan V'Tavah, right, we spoke about this in yesterday's daf, is from the Par Koyim Mashiach. But really, the word La Par that it says in the pasuk sounds like we're being makish and more to the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. Either way, they're both true because they both have the din of Es Bedan V'Tavah. But regards Lashon HaGemara here in Mem Aleph Amud Aleph sounds like that it was more from the Par Koyim Mashiach. That's where Rabbi Yishmael's Kal V'Chomer is. So again, Asale Par Yom Kippurim Es Bedan V'Tfilah Mi Par Koyim Mashiach. Additionally, another knech for Asale Soir Yom Kippurim regarding the Sar that was brought on Yom Kippur, that too it doesn't mention anywhere Es Bedan V'Tavah, but I'll know it. Also, Misiri Avodas Kechavim Mikal V'Chomer. I can learn it from the Siri Avodas Kechavim Mikal V'Chomer. What's the Kal V'Chomer? It's the same exact Kal V'Chomer. Right, Madach B'makim shalai hushfu carbon l'carbon hushfu ma'isim l'ma'isim. So certainly, where it's hushfu carbon l'carbon, where is it hushfu carbon l'carbon, the Seir Yom Kippur and the Seir Avodas Kechavim are the same. Well, if it's going to be true here, then it should be true there as well. But the Gemara asks Akasha on the last knetch. What was the last knetch? V'asi le Seir Yom HaKippurim Misiiri avoidus kechavim mikalvachim. Vechidover alamid behekish chizer umelamid bekalvachimer. How could you learn the din of espedam v'taval by the Syria makipurim from the Syria avoidus kechavim? How do you know espedam v'taval from the Syria avoidus kechavim? L'chayri, the way you know it is based on a hekish. What's the hekish? It says hachatos in the parasha of the Parham Davishal Tzibur. And based on the hekish, I know that anything that's true by the Parham Davishal Tzibur, and also it says the Parkoy Mashiach in that pasuk, so it could be also everything I know regarding the Parkoy Mashiach is going to be true for the Sa'ir of Avodas Kechavim. Okay, so the fact that Es Bedam V'Taval is true by the Sa'ir of Avodas Kechavim, I know from a hekish. If I know it from a hekish, and now I want to learn the Sa'ir Yom Kippur from that Sa'ir, that means I'm using a limut, the limut's Kal V'Chaymer, to learn from a Dover Alamed Behekish. Faith the Gemara, could a Dover Alamed Behekish be Chayzer Umalamed Bekal V'Chaymer? Now the background to this we've already seen a few times, but the Ikr Sugi is coming up in the next parak, and that is in Kachem there's a rule, a Dover Alamed Behekish in a Chayzer Umalamed Behekish. What about, could it be Chayzer Umalamed Bekal V'Chaymer, Big Zer Shavas? That's all talked about in the Gemara. But here the Maksha holds that L'Chayra, you're learning Sir Yem HaKippurim from Sir Avedis Kechavim, it's a Dover Alamed Behekish. Sir Avedis Kechavim is a Dover Alamed Behekish. V'chi Dover Alamed Behekish, Chayzer Umalamed Bekal V'Chaymer. The time of this price holds. And if he holds, you can do it. Well, then, if that's the case, then there's no problem you'd be able to do it. By the way, we mentioned, is Rabbi Yishmol's Kal V'Chaymer for the Par Yom HaKippurim from the Par Koy Mashiach, or is it from the Par Helam Davar Shal Tzibur? If it's from the Par Koy Mashiach, then it's a straight Kal V'Chaymer, right? The Torah says Es Bedam V'Taval by the Par Koy Mashiach. If it's from Par Helam Davar Shal Tzibur, well, I only know Es Bedam V'Taval by the Par Helam Davar Shal Tzibur through a hekish from the Par Koy Mashiach, which means you would have to come on to the fact that Dover Alamed Behekish Chayzer Malam Bekal V'Chaymer, which is fine, because L'maskana, that is the shita of this Tana of Rabbi Shmuel. That's the shita of this Braisa regardless. But again, those two neschais, is the Kal V'Chaymer being learned out from Par Koy Mashiach, or is it being learned out from the Par Helam Davar Shal Tzibur, it doesn't make a difference, because it memonav shach from the next part of the Braisa. We know that is the shita of the Braisa, but it is, just in terms of understanding the Gemara properly, a nafka mina, we could breathe for a second, but either way. So again, what was the first part of today's daf? It was a braisa. We started off this braisa because of a tanya kavasi de rapapa, a raya to rapapa that said that the reason the Torah said lapar, to be marba, the par yom kippurim, in the parish of the Parham Davar Shal Tzibur, is to teach me Espedam V'Taval. Where do you see it in the braisa? You don't really see it. But it says, it's l'rabis par yom kippurim l'chol ma'asha amr be'inyin. L'chol ma'asha amr be'inyin, alz v'shteita in the inyin. In the Indian state, Parom Davar Shal Tzibur, state Par Koy Mashiach, and we know the Allah is Es Bedam V'Taval. It says by the Par Koy Mashiach. I know Parom Davar Shal Tzibur from the Par Koy Mashiach, but it's zikr in this parsha, and if it's zikr in this parsha, so it's included in Chol Masha Amar B'Inyan. That's a tiny Gavasa wrap up. But then the Gemara brought Rabbi Shmuel Uschaylik, who says, no, that's not what Lapar is coming to teach me. I don't need Lapar to teach me Par Yom Kippurim. I know it from a Kal V'Chaymer. Right? I know from Kal V'Chaymer. So I don't need it. What then is Lapar coming to teach me? It's Ze Par Helam Davar Shal Tzibur. And when we saw the words Rabbi Shmuel inside the Braisa, we asked the obvious question. You need the word Lapar to be Marba Par Helam Davar Shal Tzibur in a pasuk that's talking about the Par Helam Davar Shal Tzibur. This next Gemara is going to ask Takasha, and the Gemara is going to say, Gashmak Teretz. Says the Gemara, Lapar is Ze Par Helam Davar Shal Tzibur. Fate the Gemara, Habit Tzibur, Gu Fake Siv. I don't understand why I need Lapar in a pasuk of Par Helam Davar Shal Tzibur. Tibi Marba, the Par Helam Davar Shal Tzibur. Amr Apap, Rapap, Sap, Mishun, the Boy, Igmure, Par Helam Davar Shal Tzibur, the Iseres, the Shtei Kloyos. The reason the Torah mentioned Lapar is because the Torah wants to learn the fact that when they were makter the imurim of the Seir Avodas Kechavim, included in the Haktara was the Yoseres and the Shtei Kloyos, those body parts of the animal. Now, that's something that it doesn't say anywhere by the Seir Avodas Kechavim, hence we need to learn it. And we want to learn that from the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur. Now, the problem with learning it from the Parhel and Davar Shel Tzibur, we have to hold a little bit of cheshbon, is it doesn't say anywhere by the Parhel and Davar Shel Tzibur. That's a big problem. It doesn't say anywhere the Parhel and Davar Shel Tzibur that when you do the Akhtar, you have to be marked the Yoseres and the Shtei HaKlois. So why are we even having this conversation? You're trying to learn something from somewhere that it doesn't say that thing? The reason is because the halacha is that by the haktar of the Parham Davar Shel Tzibur, they weren't marked there. The Yoseres and the Shtei Klois. And the reason is because in as much as it doesn't say it by the Parham Davar Shel Tzibur, it does say it by the Par Koy Mashiach. It's kind of very helpful to be fluent in Sefer Vayikra when you go through these Gemaras. But either way, it says it by the Par Koyim Mashiach. And we have a hekesh now between the Par Helem Davar Shel Tzibur and the Par Koyim Mashiach. Oh, so that's why there's even Havamina to have this conversation. But just because I know from the Par Koyim Mashiach that there's a din aktar by the Yeseres and Shtei Klois by the Par Helem Davar Shel Tzibur doesn't give me a gerech now to go ahead and be melamed to the Sira Avodas Kechavim, and the reason is because how do I know it by the Parham Davar Shel Tzibur? Through a Hekesh. A Dover Alamed Mehekesh, we know it's not so poshit to be able to go ahead and be Melamed. Either way, this is the background of what's going on over here. So again, so says Rapapa that the reason the Torah Chazer over Lapar is that Parham Davar Shel Tzibur in the parish of the Parham Davar Shel Tzibur, even though we're talking about the Parham Davar Shel Tzibur, is why you have to be Marbing and the Parham Davar Shel Tzibur, it's because we want the parishioner of Parham Davar Shel Tzibur to be a melamed. We wanted to teach me that there's a din aktara by the Yoseres and the Shtei Klayos by the Sira Avodas Kechav. The problem is, back into the Gemara, Parham Davar Shel Tzibur begufei like sif. It doesn't say it anywhere by the Parham Davar Shel Tzibur. Rather, behekeshna osi. I know it al yedei hekesh from the Par Koyim Mashiach. Therefore, it's the rich lepar the mahavi command sif be begufei. So the Torah wrote a second mention of the Parhelem Davar Shel Tzibur in this pasuk. By doing that, it makes it as if whatever's learned out from the Hekesh to the Par Koyim Mashiach steht mefurish, and if that's the case, v'loy lahav, and now it's not going to be a Dover Alamed Behekesh, that's Chayzer and Melamed Behekesh. So again, we got to do this one more time. Right. So it says the Gemara, you want to know why it says a second time the Parhelem Davar Shel Tzibur in the parish of Parhelem Davar Shel Tzibur? Because there's a halacha of Parhelem Davar Shel Tzibur that I know behekish from the Par Koyim Mashiach that I want to be melamed behekish to the Sira Avodas Kechavim. Now, ordinarily, Dover Alamed behekish, when it comes to Kachim, Enu Chayzer melamed behekish. So this idea would not work. But the Torah went ahead and the Torah circumvented this. The Torah preempted this issue. And what the Torah did was, the Torah wrote in the Pasuk that's makish, the Parhelem Davar Shel Tzibur to the Par Koyim Mashiach, a second mention of the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, as Ashina Hakosav LaAkiv Digger mentioned, to tell me that this hekesh between the Parhelem Davar Shel Tzibur and the Parhelem Mashiach is Mishuna from all the other hekeshim. Every hekesh can't be Chayzer Melamed behekesh, but this hekesh could. You know why? Because Torah didn't make the hekesh once; Torah made it twice. And again, had the Torah do that? For Asla Par Kasha Asla Parachatos, the Pshutei Shel Mikra is being makish the Parhelem Davar Shel Tzibur to the Par Koyim Mashiach. By the Torah mentioning Lapar Nochamol, the Par Koyim Mashiach, Parhelem Davar Shel Tzibur, what the Torah is doing is the Torah is reinforcing this Hekesh. And the Torah is saying there's like a double Hekesh. And the double Hekesh allows it to be Chayzer Melamed. Now I'll have the ability to go ahead and say that whatever it says by the Par Helem Davar Shel Tzibur is going to be true with regards to the Sirei Avodas Kechavim, and if it's going to be true regarding the Sirei Avodas Kechavim, that's how I know there's a din haktara on the Yoseres and the Shtei HaKlois when it comes to the Sirei Avodas Kechavim. Either way, who said this? Rav Papa. And this is really the theme of the daf. Tanya Kavasid Rav Papa. Another braisa, not nearly as hard as the previous one, but Tanya Kavasid Rav Papa, a braisa that supports Rav Papa. The pasuk says, Va'asa Kasher Asa, it's all the same pasuk. Not Talmud Lemi Lapar. Why does it have to say Lapar? The fish and emar, because the pasuk says Vehem heviu es karbonim ishal Hashem v'goymer. Now we have to see this whole pasuk. This pasuk is in Parsha Shlach. It's by the Sira Avodas Kechava. It says V'chiper akoyin al kol adas b'nei Yisrael. V'nislach lohem kishkogehi when Rav of Klai Yisrael did avik dazar b'shoygig. V'heim heviu es karbonim ishal Hashem v'chatosam lifnei Hashem al shigigosam. And we really need that part, the v'goymer part. The v'chatosam lifnei Hashem al shigigosam. Says the Gemara, chatosam elu siri avidus kechavim. When it says chatosam, it's referring to the siri avidus kechavim. Shigigosam ze parhelem davar shel tzibur. That's referring to the parhelem davar shel tzibur. Chatosam al shigigosam. Right, that's what the pasuk says. Amr Torah, what the Torah is coming to say is chatosam arhei l'chol that I want you to treat the chatosam, which is the siri of his kechavim, like shigagasam, which is the param davashal tzibur. With regards to what? With regards to the dinim that you find by one should apply to the other. Specifically, regarding the haktara of the yoseres and the shtei hakloyes. Shigagasam, as it relates to the shigagasam. What's shigagasam in this price? The paral and davashal tzibur. Meheichem lamdis. Where did you learn that there's a din haktara by the yoseres and the shtei hakloyes? Loi behekish. You learned it by a hekish. V'chi davar alamid behekish. Chayzer malamid behekish. Fake the price. Could a davar alamid behekish be chayzer malamid behekish? Mamish rapapish tukul tair. Talmud loimar. La par ze par helam davashal tzibur. Lefar ze koyim mashiach. A double hekish between the two to teach me that what? That even though ordinarily a davar alamed behekish can be chayzer malamed behekish, but when it comes to this, this davar alamed behekish will have the ability to be chayzer malamed behekish. So again, from this braisa, we see clearly that the reason the Torah has it over lapar is that parah alam davar shel tzibur in this pasuk is to reinforce the hekesh between the parah alam davar shel tzibur and the parah koyim mashiach l'may naf kemino, so that now the parah koyim mashiach should be able to be chayzer umalamid the hekesh. What's it being chayzer umalamid? So this part was actually not mefurish in the braisa, ayin Rashi, but it's clearly what the Bryce is talking about. And it's coming to be melamed that there's a din haktara by the Yeseris and the Shtei HaKloyos, by the Sira Avedus Kechavim, just like there is by the Param Dovah Shal Tzibur. Without this reinforced Hekish, it wouldn't work, because how do I know it by the Param Dovah Shal Tzibur? I know it from a Hekish, from the Par Koy Mashiach. And the Dovah Alam of the Hekish, Zeinu Chayz Melamed Behekish, but now I have it since Sveitamol. Like this, I'm going to be able to make it all work. But the Gemara has a kash on this, a postscript. Amar Mar, Geshmak a kash, if you're holding Chesh in the last three dafim. Chatosam Elus Ire. We learned in the Brisa right here, this last Brisa that we just mentioned, that it says v'chatosam lefnei Hashem al shigagasam. Chatosam is referring to the Sira Avedus Kechavim. Shigagasam is the Parim Davar Shel Tzibur. The Torah said v'chatosam lefnei Hashem al shigagasam, to be makish the two, l'may nafkemino, tanya kavasa dira papa, right? What's the nafkemino? That just like when it comes to the shigagasam, which is paralam davashal tzibur, there's a din aktara even on the oiseres and the shtei kloyos. So too, when it comes to chatosam, the sira avedus kechavim, you can have the same thing. In other words, this pasuk in Parsha Shlach is where you find that the Torah was makish, the paralam davashal tzibur and the sira avedus kechavim. So therefore, I know via this hekish that there's a din aktara on the oiseres and the shtei kloyos. Ay, it's a davar alam behekish, that's einu chayzim alam behekish. Teretz is the double hekish, right? That's the answer. But if you're holding cheshbin, the kasha jumps off the page. I need this pasuk in Parsha Shlach as a mucker, as a source that there's a hekish between the Param Davar Shel Tzibur and the Sniri Avodas Kechavim. I know it from our original pasuk, right? We've gone through this braisa so many times. We started it off as a precap to today's daf. What's hachatos coming to teach me? The Sniri Avodas Kechavim. So let's see it inside. Says the Gemara, you need chatosim elu Sniri Avodas Kechavim. Tape it. I know it from the original pasuk. Again, the Gemara is not questioning the Shtickel Torah. The math of the Brisa is amazing. But the Gemara just doesn't understand why I need the Hekish to be the pasuk in Parsha Shlach. We've been working with this pasuk for a few days now. We have this pasuk in the parsha of the Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur. So who comes to the rescue again? Who's the Marid Deshmaita? And there's not one mention of beer in these sugyas. And Afilu Hachi, who is the Marid Deshmaita? It's Rapapa. Says the Gemara, Amar Rapapa, Rapapa, Snet Itzrich. I'm going to tell you why we needed this new hekish. So, Taichamina, I could have thought, Hani Mili Hazois, the Chsivim Begufei. I could have thought that that hekish of Hachatos is only a hekish regarding the Hazois. Why? Because that's what the pasuk is talking about. Where do you see the pasuk talking about hazois? It says v'chiper v'nislach, right? It's talking about the ikur din kapar. Avol yeseres v'shtei kloyos. But as relates to the halachas of the haktara, and to tell me that there's a din haktara on the yeseres and the shtei kloyos, the loiks even begufei that are not mentioned in that pasuk that mentions that original hekish with the par helam davar shel tzibur. So I could have thought what emaloi. I would have thought not kamash malon. And therefore I have this extra pasuk v'shteit in the extra pasuk. So Rashi speaks out. And really look at the pasuk. Okay, yeah, that means Hazois, that means kapara, aber veheme viu es karbonum, isha l'Hashem, a fire. What goes on the fire? That's the haktara. So this pasuk already mentions the haktara. So had I only had the original hekesh, I would know there's a hekesh. But I would know there's a hekesh regarding the dinei dam. But I wouldn't know there's a hekesh regarding the haktara. Kamash melon, this pasuk, here you find there's a hekesh, even with regards to the haktara. Either way. The daf started Tani Kavasa Dura Papa. Rapapa said that La Par Zay Yema Kippurim, or Zay Par Yema Kippurim, is coming to be married. Esbedam V'Taval, as opposed to Halach is related to Dazois. And Mara says, I have a Mufurish Abraisa that way. V'Asla Kasher, Asa Matami La Par, the Rabbis Par Yema Kippurim, L'Chol Masha Omer Be'inyin. What does it mean? L'Chol Masha Omer Be'inyin, Hakob B'Chlau, Esbedam V'Tfilas Akrashi. It means everything. Hakob B'Chlau includes everything, and that's a Raya to Rapapa. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Huna Brei Rav Nosson, Amalei Rav Papa, Rav Huna Brei Rav Nosson told Rav Papa, V'hatana par yom ha-kippurim, L'chol masha amar be'inyin kamar. L'chayra, I think fakir, this is not a tiny kavasi to you, Rav Papa. It seems like Rav Papa knew about this tiny kavasi. It's not a tiny kavasi to you. L'chol masha amar be'inyin kamar. If anything, L'chol masha amar be'inyin sounds like, yeah, espedam v'taval, but the hazoy is also. Meaning, if you remember the Cheshmer of the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiyah said that I need La Par Zayim HaKippurim to be Marba the Hazois. He said, Marba the Hazois? To tell me the Hazois, I'm acting when it comes to Yom Kippur, Chukuk Sivu, Vechulu, Vechulu. So he said, yeah, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Papa says, no. No, it's going, I'll leave it to everybody. And Fakek, we don't need a Pasuk to be Marba the Hazois. I only need it to be Marba Esvedam V'Taval. So Rav Huna prayed, Rav Nasa tells Rabbi Papa, I listen, the Brisa sounds more like you. I don't think it sounds like you, because you made a big deal about the fact that I don't need the word lapar to be marbed hazois. If anything, l'chol mashama be'inyin sounds like also the hazois. Yes, so it's a little bit like you. It's being marba esvedam betaval. But by the way, you think that the Rabbi Yirmiyah doesn't hold that lapar is coming to be marba esvedam betaval? He probably also is. But the pashtus is, at the very least, it's coming to be marba the ikur of the pasuk. The ikur of the, that's like a double tuffle. The ikur of the pasuk was the hazois. And you made a big deal about the fact that I don't need it to be marba the hazois, right? Abul Khaira, if anything, it's mashma. If anything, it's mashma that it's really coming to be marba everything, and everything is mashma, even the hazois. So the Gemara says, I hear tanoihi, really, it's a machloikis tanoim. How so? Tanad ve rav marbi hachi. Tanad ve rav is marba hazoi. Tanit v'Rabbi Shmuel loy marba hachi. As opposed to Tanit v'Rabbi Shmuel, they're not marba that way. I think it's kedai to see these Rashi's inside. There's some insight and some history in these Rashi's here. Let's just see it inside. Tanoi Tanit v'Rabbi marbi hachi. Kol Tanu Rabbanon, Rashi says. Anytime you have a Tanu Rabbanon, kori Tanit v'Rab. That's a Tanit v'Rab. Now, I'm not sure what Tanit v'Rab is, but every Tanu Rabbanon is a Tanit v'Rab. And ahi masnisa kamaisa, the original braisa loy marbi le elo le es bedom v'tfilo. Meaning, says Rav Papa, I agree. I don't think this Bryce is a riot to me. And in fact, I was explaining the original Bryce where this whole geshäft started 3 days ago. And that Bryce is a regular ton of the Rabbanon. That's a ton of the Ve'irav. And as it relates to ton of the Ve'irav, he's Marba Hachi, he's Marba only Esvedam B'Taval. This brayso of a tonit Rabbi Shmuel Zakrashi, hach tana basra, the amar l'chola amar be'inyan, masnisa de be Rabbi Shmuel. This was a brayso from Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva. She nishnes v'nistera be'beis medrash ishal Rabbi Shmuel. It was taught and it was compiled in the beis medrash of Rabbi Shmuel. V'sidru ba tanam. Harbi, there were a lot of tanam that engaged in it. K'moshes sidru Rabchiyev Rabbeishnia, like Rabchiyev Rabbeishnia were, and Enochanami. That brayso is taka not mashma like me. That brayso is taka loy marba hachi. He's not only being marba esvedam v'tava fakir. It's coming to be marba l'chol masha amar b'inyan. It's coming to be marba d'azoy. So it started off as a tanya kavasi de Rapapa. Really, at the end of the sugya, fakir. Rav Papa had to defend that price, and he said, no, I was coming to explain the Tanu Rabbanon. That's the Tanu Dvei Rav. This is the Tanu Rabbi Shmuel. Can't ask kashas from Tanu Dvei Rav to Tanu Rabbi Shmuel. So we have to put a little note here, a little sticker, to come back to at some point what the chiluk is between a Tanu Dvei Rav and a Tanu Rabbi Shmuel. Certainly sounds interesting. A Rashi tucked away here, a memalef on the base, but we have some more work to do. Says the Gemara, on the note of Tanu Rabbi Shmuel. Tanu Rabbi Shmuel. Mipnei man nemru yaseres v'tei klois v'par kayim mashiach v'li nemru par olam davar shel tzibur. So one of the things that we just saw in today's daf, a lot of information, but one of the things we saw is that the halach is that when you were makter the par kayim mashiach and the Parham Davashal Sibur, included in the Haktara was the Yoseres and the Shtei Kloyes. But where does it say it in the Torah? It says it by the Parakoy Mashiach. How do I know it by the Parham Davashal Sibur? I know it through a Hekesh. And Tanav Rabbi Shmuel is like being Dairish time at the Kra. It's true by both, right? So Mipnei Ma Nemru Yoseres Veshtei Kloyes Beparakoy Mashiach Veloy Nemru Beparam Davashal Sibur. So he said, I'll explain it to it a Mushal. Mashal Melech Basavadam. There was a Melech Basavadam She Zoam. Some have the Girsa. Zoam sounds intense. Shakas. It's also intense, but not as intense. Al Oyavoy. On his balipta, on a good friend of his. Umiyat bisir choyne mipnei chibas. But because he loved him, so he was memayit a little bit bisir chon. When the Kohen Gadol sins, that's a problem, right? But when Rav of Klai Yisrael sins, that by the Eibishter, that's much, much worse. It's much, much worse. By the Torah saying that the Koy Mashiach, his Haktarah requires not just a regular Haktarah, but you have to give the Yoseres and the Shtei Kloyes, what you're doing is you're exacerbating the sin. The Torah didn't want to do it by Parhelim Davishal Tzibur because that's the Tzibur. And there's no one or nothing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves more than the Tzibur of Klai Yisrael. The Koy Mashiach, I'll tell it to you over there, even though he's the Koy Mashiach, right? That's why he has to bring the special par. He's the Gadol Ador, ostensibly. Abel HaMeisa doesn't come to the Klai Yisrael. And that's why, for Klai Yisrael, I'd rather make it sound like you don't need so much kapara. So I'll tell it to you by the Parakoy Mashiach. You'd rather need it by the Param Davashal Tzibur. I'll hint it through a Hekesh or a double Hekesh. At the end of the day, it's going to be true by the Param Davashal Tzibur as well. But you want to know what the being Derish time of the Kura is? This is what it is. More on this note, the time of Rabbi Shom, Deyman Nemro Pareiches. So the Hazois of the Parakoy Mashiach and the Hazois of the Parakoy Mashiach were both on the Paroiches. But by the Parakoy Mashiach, the Torah refers to the Paroiches as the Paroiches HaKoydish. And by the Parakoy Parhalam Davash Al Tzibur, it doesn't say the Paroiches HaKoydish. It just says as Pnei Paroiches. Why by the Parakoy Mashiach is it the Pnei Paroiches HaKoydish, but by the Parham Davash Al Tzibur, it's only the Paroiches? So Tony Rabbi Shmuel said, I'll explain it to you again with a Mashal. Mashal, the Malach Basav Adam Shasarcha Ola Medina. The Medina sinned. In miyuta sarcha, if only some people sin, pamalia shalom miskayemes. You know, no one's necessarily losing their job, right? Heads are not necessarily rolling. But in ruba sarcha, if most people sin, in pamalia shalom miskayemes. Even the pamalia is not going to be able to survive this. The pamalia is going to end up getting into trouble. What's the nimshal? The nimshal is, the koyim mashiach sins, the paroiches is still kodesh. It doesn't lose its kedusha. The pamalia doesn't somehow get knocked out. But if Rav of Klai Yisrael sins, it affects the pamalia, affects the kedusha of the paroiches, and that's why it can't be referred to as the paroiches hakodesh. It's simply referred to as the paroiches. Exhale and then immediately inhale. So really, if you thought this was the hard part of Perek Neshamai, think again. No. So, Perek Beis Shammai is really a tale of two parts. There's the first part and the second part, right? Naturally. The first part is hard because of the Cheshbon Shavai. The second part is hard because of the Lamda Shavai. In fact, in Yeshiva, when they learn Zvachim, second Seder, very often, the Olam starts from the two dots that we're about to start from right now. So these next five or six dafin have a disproportionate amount of lomdisha sugya, similar to daf chav hei, chavav, chav zayin, chav ches, right? Started with nishbach and it got into all the pigal sugyas, etc., etc. So this is a very similar wave coming up now to the next several days. So much less cheshbin, but a lot more lomdis. And it really begins with the very last line of the Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek. Daflam Dvavam Aves. Again, so what was the first Mishnah of Perek Beis Shammai? That kol ani tonu mamazbeich achitza in chenos matana achas kiper. What about achatos? That's machiz b'shamai b'sol. Koin de b'sol, matana achas, koin de b'shamai. Shtei matanos. As it relates to the chatas that was put on the mezbeach hapnimi, so there the halach is emchisa achas mina matano is kilu loy keeper. If you're missing one, you don't have anything. And the Mishnah gave nafkaminas, right? One nafkamina was as it relates to the karbonis that went on the mizbeach achitzoin im nosen as a rishoyne kitikna. If you do the first one properly, ves hashniyah chutz lizmana, and the second one would be with a machsheves pickle keeper. It's fine because once you did the first one, you already got kapara. In fact, they had a machsheves pickle afterwards. That's neither here nor there. Vim nosen as a rishoyne chutz lizmana. What about fakert? Let's say you would do the first one chutz lizmana, ves hashniyah chutz lizmana. Even though ordinarily a machsheves chutz lizmana knocks out a machsheves chutz lizmana, not to make it kosher, obviously, now it's a double psal, but at the very least that the basar won't carry with it a chiyuv karis. But in this case, if the rishayna was chutz lizmana and the shneir was chutz lizmana, pigle v'chayov and olive karis, it's still going to be pigle. I thought once you have another machsheva hapiseles, right, at this point, it's not going to be pigle anymore. Being that the first zrika, the first matano was done properly, and at that point you already got the kaparis. What happens afterwards is already, again, not negate. That's true as it relates to kolani nitanim al mizbeach hachitzon. What about the nitanim al mizbeach hapnimi? So there the Mishnah says differently. There all the matanos are ma'akiv lefichach. So what's the oisfir? Nason kulon kitiknon. If all of the hazois were done kitiknon, number one, number two, and number three. Abba va'acha shaloi kitikna. And the third one, or the fourth one, I should say, was shaloi kitikna, meaning it was machshavas chutzas manoi. Psula. The halacha is it's going to be possible. Stating that, it ain't by karis. There's not going to be karis. Psula, it's going to be possible because even though the first one was done right, here all four are ma'akiv. And if one of them was not right, it's not going to be okay. But at the same time, ain't by karis. Why ain't by karis? The reason it's ain't by karis is ostensibly because there's an idea called Ein mefaglim bechatzin mater. And being that you only had the machsheves pigle by one of the four hazois, so therefore it's not going to be possible. Stating that, this next gemara that we're going to learn, and it's going to go right into tomorrow's daf, is the sugya of mefaglim bechatzin mater, ein mefaglim bechatzin mater. We're about to see some machlokes Remeir and the Chachamim. We're also about to see that although the simple understanding of the Mishnah, the last line of the Mishnah is Ein mefaglim bechatzin mater, Rish Lakish, the great Amora held that that's actually not pshat in the Mishnah. So, the Gemara. Tanan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah over there, and there is Mesechtes Menachos, Pigel Bekoimates, Velei Belevoina, Belevoina Velei Bekoimates, in the event that a Koyin had a Machsheves Pigel, while he was being makked to the koymetz, but not while he was being makked to the levina. Or he had a machshavas pigel while he was being makked to the levina, but he didn't have a machshavas pigel while he was being makked to the koymetz. So the only background that we need for this Mishnah is that when a korban mincha was brought, there was aktara done with the mincha, right, with the soilis, and there was aktara that was done with the levina as well. It was the two aktaras together that effectuated the kapara. It was the two aktaras together that was matir the shiori mincha la chila, right? So just to be clear, the mincha was a carbon, and it mirrored a regular zevach. Obviously, the avodas were a little bit different, right? A zevach has shechita, there's no shechita by a mincha. A zevach has kabbalah, there's no blood when it comes to a mincha, right? But in as much as a mincha doesn't have shechita, it had kmitza. That's the parallel. And even though there's no kabbalah, there's nothing to receive, but the kohen would take the koimetz and he would put it into a klisharis. That's the equivalent of the kabbalah. Just like there was halacha by a carbon, you had to walk the dam to the mizbeach. There's halacha when it comes to the mincha. You have to walk the kaimitz to the mizbeach. And just like there was zrika when it came to a carbon, you spritz the dam of the mizbeach. There was the proverbial zrika. You take the kaimitz and you makter it on the mizbeach. Now, in the world of kachim, and this is basic, but it ties itself into some very geschmack alumnus, but it is very basic. The haktaras hakoimetz really accomplish two things, right? Number one, it's the equivalent thereof to the zrika of the dam. It's also the equivalent thereof to the haktaras emurim of a carbon, right? So really, the haktaras hakoimetz, usually think of it as a haktara. It's the zrika, igrada is the haktara as well. But again, what we need is just one thing, and that is the haktara that was the zrika, was not just the aktar of the kaimitz, it was the kaimitz and the levina that was part and parcel of the mincha as well. So the Mishnah over there says, what would be if a kohen had a machsheves pigle while he was being makked to the kaimitz, but not while he was being makked to the levina? Or but the levina, he comes and he had a machsheves pigle while he was being makked to the levina, not while he was being makked to the kaimitz. Rameyo says, pigle v'chayav and all of karis. It's a regular pigle, and if you eat this mincha, you're going to be chayav karis. V'chomerim, the chachomim say, ein by karis, atche yifagel v'chal amater. The only time you chayav karis is if you're Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Rav Shimon ben Lakish said, The sheet of the Chachamim in this mission is very straightforward. Ein baikaris achivagim b'chalamat. And being that the kalamater is the actor of the koyim, and of the levoinu, and this koyim was only mefagel by one of the two, so he wasn't mefagel b'chalamater. You're not mefagel b'chalamater. You're not going to be chayiv karis. The korban's puzzle, because once you have a bad machshava by a chatzimater, you're done. But at the same time, karis is totally in the gansamater, and over here you don't have the gansamater. Oba says Reb Shimon ben Lakish, even though it's clear the sheet of the Chachamim, they said it bak p'tzein. This is very important, this little hakdama, that the Chachamim hold in by karis achivagim b'chalamater. The Rabbanon say, Abazok Reb Shimon ben Lakish loy tema, but don't infer from that that time the Rameir is the kasavim mefaglam b'chatzimater. Certainly feels that way. Ella says, Rish Lakish, I'll tell you, Pshana Rameh. Rameh is Moide Emefagel Bechatzimat. Oh, Behach Mayaskini, what's going on in this Mishnah? It's talking about, you're going to Chinosan as Hakoimitz Bemachshav. It's talking about where first the Kayin was Makta the Kayimitz and he did it with a bad Machshav, with a Machshav of pickle. Valavoina Beshtika, and then he was Makta the Levoina and he did a Beshtika without any Machshav at all. Because Savar, and Rameh holds, Kolo Isa Das Rishainu Ois, that once you start doing the Avoida, the Akhtar of the Kayimitz with a Machshav, even if later you're not thinking anything, it's stama, but kolo oisa das rishayno oisa, and the machsheves pigel of the tchila sa avoida, it carries itself over to the seif avoida as well. In other words, Rish Lakish was machadish that even though it's clear that the chachamim who say pigel becomes koymitz ein bekaris hashvagim b'chalam matter hold ein bevagim b'chatzim matter, Rameir that says pigel v'chayoven al koris is also his ein bevagim b'chatzim matter. Aye, what do you mean? He says, pick up a chayav and all of karas. You have to make an akimta. The akimta is where whatever came first, whether it was the kaimitz or the levoina, you did with a machsheves pigel. And then the second part, you did b'shtika. Rameir holds, kolo isa al das rishoyna hu isa. And being that Rameir holds, that kolo isa al das rishoyna hu isa. So it's for that reason, if you started off in a machsheves pigel, now that machsheves pigel is not going to carry up. What do the chachamim hold? Chamol ein mefaglim b'chatzim mater, period. They hold ein mefaglim b'chatzim mater if first you didn't have the machshavas pigel, and even if first you did have the machshavas pigel, where there's a svar of kolois adas v'shoinu ois, it doesn't matter. The halacha is always in all situations ein mefaglim b'chatzim mater. Now it's very bichidish what Rish Lakish is saying, because the stimas hamashmos of Rameir is that he holds mefaglim b'chatzim mater, so he needs a little bit of a raya. And Rish Lakish said, I'll bring you a raya from our Mishnah. Mimai midiktani, what did the Mishnah say again? Mishnah that was talking about the chatas hapnimi, and it said that all four hazayis ha-ma'akif. Lefichach, therefore, im nasan kulan kitikna, if you do the first three properly, v'achas shaloi kitikna, and then you would do the last one with a machsheves pigel, what would be the halacha? Pasul, it would be pasul, abe ve'em by karis. There would not be a chi of karis. What does it sound like? Sounds like imafagim b'chatzimater, right? It says Rish Lakish, just the opposite. You know what it sounds like to me? Ha'achas shaloi kitikna. If you would do the first one, shaloi kitikna, v'kulon kitiknon pickle, then it would be pickle. If the first one was done wrong, and then afterwards you got it right, it sounds like it would be pickle. Meaning, as much as the Mishnah is telling you the halacha that but it sounds like it's only if it's in that order. It sounds like only if first you got it right and then you got it wrong. But let's say first you got it wrong and then you got it right. It sounds like over there, right? Shtarkadik. It sounds like it would be pickle. Mani said, Shlokesh, who's the time of the Mishnah? You're going to tell me it's the Rabbanon. Amri Rabbanon, the Rabbanon hold Eimifagel Bechatzimater. Rabbanon hold Eimifagel Bechatzimater in all situations, right? They say it klar, it's not negotiable. So according to Rabbanon, it shouldn't matter if you had a Machsheves pickle first or second or third or fourth. In all situations, Eimifagel Bechatzimater. El, you have to say it's Rameir. It must be to Rameir, because Rameir didn't tell you what he holds. Now, the E time of the Rameir, if you can tell me Pshan Rameir is Mishun the Mefagel Bechatzimater, because he holds klar Mefagel. Then what's the difference which machshava you had first? Even if first you got it right and then you got it wrong, lemaisa you were mefagel in the letz tzrika, you were mefagel at the last second, right? You were mefagel at the end of the day. And Rameir holds mefagel mechatzim mater, lav mishon must be. Even Rameir holds a mefagel mechatzim mater, and that's why if first you got it right and then you got it wrong, what's the halacha? It's going to be pasul ve'im by karis. However, you could be medayik that if first you got it right, first you got it wrong, and then you got it right. Right? If it was in the reverse order, then it would be a problem. And mishum the kosava kol ois now das rishayna oisa. So says Reish Lakish. I don't know. I have two shittas in the Mishnah in Masechtas Menachos. And if you hold, there are mayor holds mefagel b'chatzim mater. This Mishnah in Zvachim will not line up with any of the two shittas in Masechtas Menachos, and that's a problem. If, however, you hold that a meir is moide im afagel b'chatzim mat, nor vas he holds kol oisad as mishenu oisad afaker, then our mishnah is mamish shitas rameir, and everything is going to be gavaldik. So again, let's chazer this one more time. The mishnah says that by the chatas apnimi, all the hazois are ma'akev. Therefore, nasan kulon ketiknon v'achash aloi ketikna psula v'eng by kars. If the first three you got right and the last one you got wrong, there's not going to be a chi of karis. Rish Lakish was medayek, that it sounds like only time it's aimed by karis is if first you did it with a good machshava and then you did it with a bad machshava. But if first you do it with a bad machshava, then you do it with a good machshava, then already the halacha would be that it's going to be karis. In other words, it sounds like the Tana of our Mishnah holds ein mefagel mechatzimat, but also mefagel mechatzimat. It depends on what came first. If first you got it right, well then, if you get it wrong, ein mefagel mechatzimat. If first you got it wrong, and then you got it right, then mefagel mechatzimat. It's clear, that is the shita of the Tana of our Mishnah. He doesn't hold unequivocally ein mefagel mechatzimat, because then, even if you got it wrong first, it would be possible ein bekaris. He doesn't hold unequivocally mefagel mechatzimat, because then even if you got it right first, and then you got it wrong, it would be possible yesh bekaris. He holds amol yeh, amol na. Says Rish Lakish, who is the shita? Now, we know this machlokes remain the chom in the Mishnah Masechtas Menachos. Pigel bekaimis v'loy b'levayna b'loy b'loy b'kaimis. It's not pigel be one hazah, not be the other hazah, but it's the same difference. They're both chatzim matters. Now, in that Mishnah, it's machlokes remain the chachamim. The chachamim say bok tzener, that ein bekaris ad shifag b'chol amater. There's no shayla in the world. Rameir holds pigel v'yesh bekaris. Now, in Rameir, there's two ways you can learn. You could say that Rameir holds pigel v'yesh bekaris in all cases, because he holds mefagel b'chatzim matter, or maybe only in some cases. Says Rish Lakish, I don't know, I'm learning my Mishnah. I have enough in a Mishnah that says that there's a shita that holds amol, yeah, amol not. I know there's two shitas in the Mishnah Masechtas Menachos. One shita holds never, meaning always not. There's another shita that's open for interpretation. Maybe always, yeah, maybe amol, yeah, amol not. L'chayru, our Mishnah in Zvachim is machriya, how to learn shitas Rameir in the Mishnah in Masechtas Menachos. Either way, says Rish Lakish, I know I'm saying a little bit of a chiddush in Rameir. You wouldn't have thought this. Abba Lamaisa, what should I do? I have this Mishnah here in Zvachim Lam Vav and may steer me in the eye, and as a result, I hold this is the pshat. Abba Zokta Gemara, Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yisrael, Rashul Bar Yisrael heard Rish Lakish Shlokal Torah, and he was chaylik. He said, La'olam Rabbanan. I'm going to tell you, La'olam, our Mishnah is going Alibi the Rabbanan. What do the Rabbanan hold? Ein mefagel b'chatzimater. And if they hold ein mefagel b'chatzimater, that's the halach of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said ein mefagel b'chatzimater. Now, what bothered Rish Lakish? Why did Rish Lakish feel that our Mishnah can't be going alibi de rabbanan? Because Rish Lakish made a diak. Rish Lakish's diak was that it sounds like from the Mishnah that only if it was nasan kulan ketiknon va'acha shaloi ketikna, there the halach is ein mefagel. If, however, you would do it first shaloi ketikna and then ketikna, sounds like then you would be mefagel. According to Rabbanan, ein mefagel b'chatzim matter, it's always going to be a problem, right? It's always an issue of ein mefagel b'chatzim matter, and as a result, you should never be chayiv karis. Says Rav Shul Bar Yitzchak, no. La'olam, the Mishnah really is the Rabbanan. Umay ketiknon. You want to know what the Mishnah means when it says nasan kulan ketiknon va'acha shaloi ketikna? Ketiknon means lepigol. That's what it means. It means that you did everything ketikna, meaning ketikna in a Loshen Sagi Nahar way. Ketikna, you got it right as far as establishing the pigol. And then afterwards, it was Shaloi Ketikna. You didn't do it in the way that you're supposed to do it as it relates to a Machshavas Pigol. And what the Mishnah then is saying is that if you did it first with a Machshavas Pigol and then not with a Machshavas Pigol, the halach is possible v'ein b'ikaris. Now, if it's true where you had the Machshavas Pigol first, Kol Shekein it's going to be true. Well, you didn't have the Machshavas Pigol first. If that's the case, the whole deal goes by the wayside. Loilam, the Tana of the Mishnah holds, you always say, Ein mefagel b'chatzimater. You don't hold mefagel b'chatzimater. You don't hold Kol Eisa Das V'Shein Weisna. And if that's the case, in all situations, the Halach is going to be Pasav Ein B'Karis. The Mishnah is not Rameir, and as a result, there's no Gilui from our Mishnah as it relates to what exactly the Shita of Rameir would be. But the Gemara asks on this, V'hamidik tani l'fichach im nasan kulan ketiknon v'acha shaloi ketikna pasal v'im b'ikaris michlal detikna lechsheru hu da'asa. In other words, the Gemara is saying, you want to tell me the word ketikna means ketikna l'inyin pigol? It's an interesting taich, but I can live with that. But what does v'achas shaloike tikna mean? Achas shaloike tikna means that it was done with Adam Achshava, with Beshtika. How does an avoida that was done with Adam Achsheva's pigle be referred to as shaloike tikna? So the Gemara says, I hear, it's a subtle kasha, but Amar Rava, Rava said, I'll tell you what it means. My shaloike tikna chutzum kaima. Maybe it means when Adam Achsheva is chutzum kaima. Rav Ashi said, what it means is, Shaloi Lishma. It means it was done with a Shaloi Lishma. In other words, you did it with not a Machsheves Pigdol. You also wasn't done with a Shtika. That's why you can refer to it as a Shaloi Ketikna. Ketikna means Le'inyu Pigdol. Shaloi Ketikna can't be Soivel Shtika, but Shaloi Ketikna can mean it was Chutzim Koimai or it was done with a Machsheva of Shaloi Lishma. What's the point? If you do one of the Avoides, Chutzim Koimai or Shaloi Lishma, so that's going to stare the pigdol, right? Just like a Shtika would stare the pigdol, but this would also shter the pigle, and being that this ma'isa was not a machshava chutz l'zmanay, it was a machshava psula, but not a machshava of chutz l'zmanay. So therefore, all you have is a chatzim mater. The mishnah is going a little bit the rabbanon hold ein mefaglam chatzim mater in all situations. So the gemara says, I hear you taich ketikna. You even taich shaloi ketikna, but I still have a problem because at the end of the day, michla, what does it sound like from the mishnah? The chiloi avid la chutz l'mkaymoi v'shaloi l'shmoi mechayev. If ketikna means pickle, and shaloi ketikna means shaloi l'shma, or it means chutzim kaimi, what does it sound like? That dafka, when the last machshava was shaloi l'shma, chutzim kaimi, it's over there that the halach is going to be possible to make cars. But let's say it would have been done b'shtika, sounds like then there would be cars. Now what would be the svara? The svara is pasha, because we know a machshava of shaloi l'shma and a machshava of chutzim kaimi is moitzi from pickle, right? We know this from previous sugyas. So it's always that way. So vaita, you're going to tell me that it's going a little bit who hold in mefaglam b'chatzim mater in all situations. Why did they say it only in the case where first you got it right? No, they said in the case where first you got it wrong. What do you mean? It says you did him ketikna. Ketikna means machshavas pigul. But the problem is then you said shaloi ketikna. And when you went ahead and you said shaloi ketikna, it made it sound like only when the next machshava shaloi ketikna, it's a bad machshava. That's might be the pigul, but shtika not. If you hold him a fagel b'chatzim matin, then even it's a shtika. So the Gemara says, good kasha, but I did the tani resha, pigul v'chayav and all of karis, tani nami safe apostle v'aim b'karis. You want to know why the Mishnah said shaloi ketikna? Very gishmak. Shaloike tikna, this is poetic symmetry. And we're preferring the poetic symmetry over the halachic accuracy. What's the poetic symmetry? Because what was the reisha, the Mishnah? The Mishnah was talking about the korbanos whose dam was brought on the Mizbech HaChitzle. And over there, the Mishnah said, Lefichachim nosa nasa rishoyna ketikna vesashnia chutzles manam keeper. Vim nosa nasa rishoyna chutzles manam. What was the punchline? That if you did the first one chutzlis mani, and then you would do one afterwards with a machshav of shaloi l'shma, machshav of chutzlim kaima, even though ordinarily that has the ability to be moitzi, here it won't be able to be moitzi. Because once you got the first one right or wrong, right, you did a machshav as pigle, so at that point, it's already going to be pigle. So we just, in the sefer, we went mamish for the same exact case. That's all true by the mezbech hachitzain. But the mezbech hapnimi, where they're all ma'akiv, there, at first you went with a machshav pigle, and then afterwards he did it with the machshav of chutzim kaim and chutzim zmani. Dear, it's not going to be pigle. Now, really, even if you were shoysik at that point, it's not going to be pigle. Because loivam the mishnah is the rabbanon, and the rabbanon hold aim of fagel mechatzimat. The only reason we said that the last one was done shaloi ketikna, which has to mean in taich, the only thing it can mean is chutzim kaim and shaloi l'shma, is because we want to be symmetrical. And by the chatas chitzayna, the case is where first you did chutzim zmani and then you did chutzim kaim and shaloi l'shma. So therefore, in this case, we go about it in the same way. But loivam. La'olam, as it relates to la'olam, as it relates to the halacha, even if you were shaysik, it would be the same. The truth is, if you do the sikum right now, again, we're going to walk right into this in tomorrow's daf, so we don't have to go weiter. But if you do the sikum, what emerges is that Rish Lakish said a chiddush in Rameir in the Mishnah Menachos, even though it sounds like Shittas Rameir is pigel bekaimis like b'levani b'levani bekaimis. The halach is mefagel bechatzimat. The loyvam says Rish Lakish Rameir holds aim mefagel bechatzimat. I what's pshat over there? Kolesa das rishayna way. So he had a fire raya. His raya was from the Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Beit Shammai Lamed Vavam Beis, because the Mishnah seems to hold that mefagel bechatzimat. First you have the bad machshava aim mefagel bechatzimat. If first you had the good machshava, can't be the rabbanon hold. You always say aim mefagel. Must be Ramey, who's a shtickle open for interpretation, right? Ramey is open for business there. You can hear it two ways. So maybe it's going a little bit Rabbanon. Yishlokish thought he had a grace of Raya. The Maya said the Gemara was Doicha the Raya. Now, did the Gemara make the most compelling case in the world? No.
Does Reish Lakish still have Zwei Fies to Steinhof? 100%. So the Gemara is not telling Reish Lakish that you're not saying some Zach. All that's emerging is that a Klara Raya we don't have. We don't have a Klara Dicha, we don't have a Klara Raya, which means we still need to talk about this a little bit. And really, that's going to walk into tomorrow's daf, where the Gemara is going to begin with a Meseve. Exhale, and we're going to stop here.